A shtickle from the Orgadayahu, the Daishor, beautiful shtickle on Shavuos, just to understand what we're doing, staying up learning all night. If we understand that, I think that'll help the general Shavuos and what the goal is in terms of understanding the first Luchos and the second Luchos and the difference, and somehow we're going to try to get back. So I'm going to try my best to really just like skip around just to get to the kernels, and then because it's a long shtickle and it's too long for us. So we'll pick it up from the following. In paragraph 2, the fourth line, you know, the fourth to last line, it says, V'gam aguf, this alel yos echad im nisham. Actually, you know what? We'll skip that. We'll skip to the third paragraph, Uklai Yisrael, okay? Up until now, he's talking about psukim and a nice drasha on a pasuk that what the words cheris or charis, and they're related, al tikrei charis, al cheris. Okay. So he says, the Klai Yisrael ba'oso maimed haya ba'oso hadarga. What darga is he referencing? That there was a guf and a neshama. And traditionally, the guf is not on the same level as the neshama, because the neshama is eloki, while then the guf is something that is gashmi, right? At the moment of maimed har Sinai, Klai Yisrael engaged for the first time, and their neshama was elevated as to such a high place that even the guf was on the level of the neshama. That's what it was. That's the chashivas, so to speak, of Maimon Har Sinai. And now, Kialuchos nitnu lefi hadarga shebo hamdu Klai Yisrael, because the luchos were given on the madrega of that which is Klai Yisrael. Ukmosha guf haluchos haye echadam neshama haksav ken gufim shel Klai Yisrael nizdaka kuvinasu echad neshmas. So it says like this. The luchos, there are two components to the luchos. There is the board and there is the writing. The board is the guf and the writing is the neshama. At the level of Maimed Har Sinai, what made the luchos rishonos unique is that both aspects, the luchos themselves and the writing, both came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the chiddush of the luchos rishonos. And Klal Yisrael at that time mirrored the image of the luchos. Now the question is, what came first, the chicken or the egg? It depends how you learn it. Some people say that that Klai Yisrael's neshama had to be ready for the Torah. Some people say the Torah purified them. Okay, either way, and I think there's a little bit of both, but there was a parallel that the level of Klai Yisrael at the moment the luchos were shown us mirrored my sebracious adam before eating from the Eitz Hadas Tovara. V'chein matzila b'sifri, there's a sifri, v'chein b'simoy omer, kol habrios shenivru min hashamayim, nafsha v'gufu min hashamayim, that all of the creations that were created, they're both, their nefesh and their guf, come from up above. V'chol brios, l'fichach, asa adam Torah, v'asa ratzon aviv shabashamayim, harehu kebrios shamayla shenem, ani amarti elokim, atem u'bnei elyon kuch. So, therefore, man is created on this exalted level because everything comes from Hashem at this particular moment. Now, what's the distinction between man and an angel? That's malach, a malach, an angel. They're traditionally always like that, where their body and soul comes from above or is on that level. The adam gufo min aris, but man, we have that duality. I am, we spoke about this a lot of times, but the lowly man of faith, Adam 1, Adam 2, transcendent man, and man of the earth, we have a duality. But ube'es matan Torah, at the time of matan Torah, nis'al gufa liyoska gufa shemalachim, we changed, we became malachim. Or neshama me'ir tocha guf. What happened was, is the neshama penetrated the guf. It's like a movie almost, like that, you know, our face is literally shown. But the neshama came out. Ad shenasa gufan sheyisrael, echad in neshmasan, v'kedargis haluchos, she'amais elokim. Similar to the luchos, which was traditionally a guf, but became on a level, not of a body, but rather of a soul. And based on this, he explains the famous Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos says, because we preceded the Nasa to the Nishma, therefore, we were Zocha to the 600,000 Ksarim for Nasa and Nishma. Right? What does that mean? What does that mean? So the concept of Nasa, there's the Nishma, which is the angelic piece of us. The Nasa is, Mora Ali writes here, on the preparation of the body to do the will of God. Now, traditionally, the soul always wants to do the will of God. The body sometimes wants to do the will of itself, right? You get up in the morning, your alarm goes off at 5 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, 6 in the morning, whatever it is, to learn. So your neshama is crying out, wants to go learn. Your body's saying, I would like to sleep for another hour.
That's the normal conflict that a man has. Shas Matan Torah, the Nase was on the same page as the Nishma. That we were all in. Not like a basketball team or a hockey team, but all in. The Guf and the Neshama, and it was no Yetzirah. Sometimes you see people like this. I was talking to somebody today, Lahavdil, and he says to me, you know, I have no Yetzirah to watch sports anymore. Right? Because there was a student who can't give his Gemara project tomorrow. Why? Because his family's meeting Eli Manning. So, I don't want to say who it is. So the Rebbe wrote back and he BCC'd me on the email. He goes, I give you bracha that one day you shouldn't care about this. Right? Because, you know, the guy, the goof wants to go. It's ours. When your goof is on the same page as the neshama, so that's when you know your nasa comes before nishma, and then you become almost angelic when there's no longer yetzara. So that's a great bracha to give. Although you ketaina, then you lose out on schar because you don't have that. You know, our schar comes from the duality. Okay. Anyway, ucheshubayim ledar gazu. So now we're up to this last paragraph in Aleph. Shor neshama meir toch guf, that the neshama shines in the guf. A guf is dakik, the guf purifies itself kolkach. Ad shenase echad in neshama, until it becomes one with the neshama. Lo shayach inishal misaklal. There's no such thing as death, because what is death? Death only comes from the body. So this goes back to Adam Rishon before he ate from the Eitz Hadas. There's no such thing as death. Why? Because death is a guf experience. Prior to eating from Matan Torah, from Eitz Hadas, there was no such thing as death. Similar to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, before the Chet Egel, there was no such thing as death. Because the Neshama had penetrated the Guf, and the Guf had almost become substandard to the Neshama, and therefore it couldn't happen. That's Luchos Rishonis. Moving over to Beis. Hadarga Shel Luchos Hashnius. So here it's very different, right? See, let's start from the beginning. So now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe Rabbeinu to carve out two stones. The Kasavti Aluchas, and write it. And Sadvarim Asher Hayu Aluchas Rishon, the same thing which was on the first Asher Shibarti. Shba Aluchas Rishon, see a Guf Aluchas Min HaShemayim. The first ones, even the Luchos came from Shemayim. Even the Luchos were in Neshama. But the second Luchos, that's man-made. So what did we lose? It was no longer a neshama dekazach, but it was a guf plus a neshama. It had changed the status. We were no longer, by the second luchos, on the status of a malach, but we were men on this earth who had the Torah. And now we're back with the duality of the guf, which is the board, which was where the luchos were written, and we have the neshama, which is the actual words, the Torah that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, but listen to this Alshich. Kasev b'sefer Alshich. Next paragraph, Hakadosh. Right? They don't say certain. I don't know why certain term. Or Chaim Hakadosh, Alshich Hakadosh. Like you think of Rashi Hakadosh. Rashi's pretty chashuv of a guy, right? I don't know why. You know, I guess if you're from a Chassidish of Brent, you get that Hakadosh there. Kasev b'sefer Alshich Hakadosh. Kibeluch Oshnius Hayuksuvim Mamish Osan Advarim Shiyuksuvim Al Rishon. The same exact words. In the second and the first, which is not true, we'll see in a moment, but the same, I shouldn't say words, but the same dibros. The rules didn't change. It wasn't like you were allowed to steal in the first and not allowed to steal in the second. It was the same rules. You had to keep the same Shabbos. Right again. The same thing. Right? There was a destruction, but the letters were flying, right? Like that of a Waxman song. The letters, you don't hear me sing. Anyway. The Osarios Nechuku Baluchos Hashnius. Those same letters that were in the first Luchos penetrated the second. The Neshama was the same. The Guf, different. Okay. Skip to Gimel. Because I want to explain what the fundamental distinction between the third, the second Luchos, and the first. And this is critical. So if you see there, the Iker Yisod Chilik, the primary Chilik, distinction between the first Luchos and the second Luchos, Kasev Eitzel Dibur Shal Shabbos. Right? We all know this. That's what I said before. It doesn't literally mean that the same thing was written by the first and second, because it wasn't. Zachar V'Shama. Right? Ki B'Dibur Sarishonos K'siv Zachar, B'Dibur Sarishonos K'siv Shama. Really, we said the same thing. But the first one emphasizes the Sechira, and the second one emphasizes the Shemir. The Afal Pikein Eitzal Dibras Rishon is Kasa Zachar Velo Shomer. The Dibras Shnios, turning over the page now, Siv Rak Shomer Velo Zachar. So, even though they were both said together, somehow, again, we can't understand that because we weren't at our Sinai and we were not God, but the manifestation of the first Luchos is a manifestation of Zachar, and the manifestation of the second Luchos is a manifestation of Shomer. What does that mean? Kizel Yisod Achilak Ben Rishon HaSushan. This is the fundamental distinction. Shaluchos Rishonos Hei B'chinas Zachar, V'luchos HaShneyos B'chinas Shomer. The first Luchos, they had the foundation of Sechira, and the second one, what does that mean? Kib'eis HaLuchos HaRishonos, at the time of the first one, Nasu Kla Yisrael Echad HaMadiba, we were one. We were HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were Malachim. V'chol Chayos HaGuf Shalahem HaYimidaber Hashem. The entire essence of Kla Yisrael was a Hashem. V'heim hadibur nasu echad, and us and our speech were all one. U'be'es asher shamu es hadibur shel zachar es yom ha'shabbos l'kadosho. At that moment when we heard the words from Hashem, we heard zachar. Az yukulim b'matzav shel zachar, all in that condition of zachira. V'heim b'chol hadibur. But it's not just by Shabbos. By all the dibros, the whole ideology, the whole foundation of who we were what we call zachira mentioned. When God said lo signov, it wasn't like you can't steal. That's not how they heard it. At that moment, they couldn't steal. It's not that they were told not to. There was keilu no yetzar. It's like the Maral says. The Maral says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the other nations to give them the Torah, they asked what's in it. So, with Esav, he said, Lo Sirtzach. With Bnei Yishmael, he said, Lo Signov. He said, we can't do it, because that goes against our nature. So what's happening? So the Maral explains, it wasn't pshat that this is a real story. The pshat was that they weren't compatible with the Torah. Their Tzuras HaNeshama, whatever their Neshama is, didn't shtim with what the Torah was going to say. The first Luchos, it wasn't telling us a commandment, but the fundamental nature of who we were was in sync with what the Torah was. It was a compatibility issue. Lo signa, we didn't have to hear it. That's the definition of who we were. El Shaz b'masav shlo yeshayich lem klal lignov. Ki nasu echad am adibur. They were one. When God said lo tigvo, that's who they were. V'chol chiyusam hayam min adibur. U'be'es asher nimtza odu b'matzav azeh shel schiru. And if you're at that moment, ein tzrichim lezara al shom. You don't have to protect yourself. You only protect yourself from the shaykh, right? I'll give you another example. I'm on a diet. I'm always on a diet. I'm never good at a diet. But I see donuts in front of me, I'm toast. Right? So the diet is don't eat the donut. And I'm thinking, do I eat the donut? The second I put a piece of meat in my mouth, the donut's not shaykh. There's not even an eitzahara for the donut. I'm in a matzav of, at that moment, you don't have to be telling me to protect myself. No, I'm not even part of my eitzahara. That's the first. The second is the diet. The first is the fleishiks. I'm sure you have. It's a great move. You know, you don't want to eat plate milk all day. Just put a piece of turkey in your mouth and done. The only problem with that is the coffee. Otherwise, I could do that. The coffee is just... it doesn't work. I don't like coffee. That's the truth. I like French vanilla. I like to say I like coffee, but like anything. Most coffee is too bitter for me. Right? But if you're in status of schira, ain tzarich lasarzu. After we chet egel, which put in parentheses, so how did we sin if we were on such a madrega? Okay, good kasha. I don't have a good teretz. I mean, the Kuzari has a good answer for that. As avdu madrega shaluchas rishonos. After that, we came off that madrega. So now we left the madrega of nase mashaguf adibur nas lechav. We left the madrega of all being in. Then we have to go down to the madrega of shomer. Vayadei mashi yishmor es atzmo leval yavur al kedushas hashabbos as yavo levachina shel zachar. But only if you protect yourself could you get to a schiru. Ki zachar hu lemisha kvar omid befitnim. You can only get to zachar if you've protected yourself. Umargish haschiru shel shabbos v'shamer hu lemisha omid b'chutz. Shamer is for somebody who's outside of the pale, who has the etzara, v'rotzalagi, and you want to come back into the inside. Ayin mezuzah. And he says that this is true of all the Dibros. He says, if you notice, a subtle difference, by the first Dibros, there's no Vav. There's no connection between all of the Dibros. Like, it just says, Lo Tirtzach, Lo Sinaf. But by the second ones, it says, Vav Achibur. There's a Vav. There's a connection. Why? Because at the first time, we were all one with the Dibur. The whole thing was one. There's no reason for the Vav. The second one, we had to connect because we're on the outside trying to connect. Many, many reasons. And then, but the second one is a little bit different. So Ubaluchos, skip the next paragraph. Ubaluchos HaRishonos, Asher Isu B'Chazal, Sheyodim is called Diktukev Osiyas HaShal Torah. You could look at the first Luchos and see the whole Torah. You didn't need Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is an explanation of Torah Shebichsav. The fact that we have so many Perushim today, is that a Maila? Or that comes from a Chisarin? Because we need to go back to the source. But originally, we didn't need that. We didn't need Torah Shebal Peh by the first ones because there was tremendous depth just looking at the Luchos. Umachlis Rov Habirs, because of the clarity. Shumasigim Shorish Hadibur. Umamelash, Shorish Yadu is calling off him. After that, we knew all the various kulas and chumras, etc., that came out of it. Kimisha Omid Bifnim Eitzel Ashorish Yachlaret Meachutz Meapnim Luchot. You can see from the inside going out, etc. Now, skip the Dal. Skip the Dal. So now, so far, we have the following. We have the distinction between the first Luchos and the second Luchos. The first Luchos, you mamish on the inside, you're one with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The second one, we're struggling to get back to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The second, we don't have the same clarity we had in the first. The first, there was no Yetzirah, there was total clarity, there was Tzchir. The second, there's a little bit of ambiguity. All of a sudden, we don't see a Kaddish Baruch Hu so clear because we have come down the level. We're no longer on the Nasev and Ishmael level. It's a beautiful Chidush Erim coming up. It says in Pasuk, V'hasirosi es kapai v'ra'isi es acharai. I've seen your back, upanai lo yiru. But I have not seen your front. Right? I've not seen your front. Meaning? So he gives a couple of examples based on the Medrash and Parashas. Noach, Torah Shebal Peh is the possibility in the second Luchos to penetrate the darkness, etc. But Panai is what the Luchos HaRishonos are, the ability to see everything clear. But the Chidush Arim says a great word. Look at this Chidush Arim. And this is just a play on words. That's perfect, I think. Ki pasuk zehu me'akrios she'en lamehechra. This pasuk is a pasuk which is very hard to analyze or understand. It all depends where you put the comma. Ki chol nekroso v'ra'isa es acharai upanai, comma, v'chein acharai upanai lo yiru. V'chein acharai, I'm sorry, v'ra'isa es acharai upanai, v'chein acharai upanai lo yiru. Okay, so it all depends where you put the comma. Do you see? Meaning, v'avreisi etzachorei panai kamai, panai kama. I see the back and the front, and then you say the lo yiru later, or do you say v'achorei kama upanai lo yiru? I don't see the front. So, do you see the front or not? It all depends how you read the pasuk. That's what the Chiddush Arim says. So, what does that mean? So he says an incredible vort here. This is a great vort. I don't know if this is his vort or the Chiddush Arim's. Yeah, you're right. The second is not as clear as the first. But you can get the clarity of the first. How do you get there? Through a melus in the second luchos. The second luchos represent Torah Shebal Peh because it's ambiguous. And therefore you have to struggle to see everything as clear as you did in the first. But you can get back to the first. How? By going through the back to the front. By struggling and toiling in Torah Shebal Peh. Yichol lovely day asagas Torah Shebal Peh. Hasagash aluchas arishonis, which is the understanding of the first luchas. Vaseder hayaki alideha echor, the seder is that through the back, humagia lapnin, then you can get back to the front. Ella, shakomashu olive madregu masig yoser, yesh lefanim helab chadash. He says, the more you work, there's another level to get to the front. Vizeu varisa sacharai upane. That's what it means you see the back and the front. Ki alideha chorai hu balideha sagas apne. Aval kshumasig. Hapnei hazeh adayin yesh lefanov helim chadish, etc., etc. So the idea of the second luchos is that it's not as clear. The first, beautifully clear. The second, not clear at all. Doesn't mean that you can't get back to the first. And this is where he says, skip to the next paragraph. Yeah, the first luchos is broken, but guess what? It still exists. Where? In the Ara. Why? We have not lost the level of the first luchos. Meaning, there's the second luchos, which is things aren't clear. Shkoyach. There's the first luchos, which we know exists in theory, where Kadosh Baruch Hu put the guf and the neshama all together as one. The second, the guf and the neshama are not the same. The guf is from this world. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. But there's an idea that the Shivrei Luchos are still in the Arum. How do we get back there? Through Amelis in the second ones. Through Amelis in Torah Shebaal Peh, Memele, that will lead us back to Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, skip to the next paragraph. Even though we've lost that level of the first one, we can't call it, you know, based on this, the name Atzeres of the gathering, that didn't stay with us. But through the toiling, we can get back to the level of the first luchos. And I think, he doesn't write it here, what I think the idea of learning all night Shavuos is this notion. Because it's interesting, because we don't have what we was given on Shavuos. Shavuos is Maimed Har Sinai, that was a wonderful experience. We have, those luchos are gone. Over. Now, there's the Luchos Shnios. So what are we doing? So I think with the Orgadalio, he doesn't say this for some reason, but I think it's partial. We're staying the whole night up Shavuos night in order that we get back to the level of where we were initially, because that's what a Melis is. A Melis takes our hard work of Shavuos night and brings us back to the first one. Because all of a sudden, then the Guf somehow becomes pure. Like, can you imagine? All night, you know. Unfortunately, what Shavuos night has become is like a big buffet. So depressed. We have this big, you know, this big hack in yeshiva. Should we, you know, bring food together and this and that? But I'm like, no, that's not what Shavuos is all about. We want people learning. Yigia, toiling in Torah. That's what Shavuos night is all about. It's about working hard to get back to what we had, the original Shavuos, which is the Luchos Rishonos. The only way we can get back there is by using the Luchos Shnios, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh, to understand the Torah Shebaal Tzav, to get back to the level of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Guf and Neshama as one. And I think what's one thing we do? We give up sleep. Because what is sleep? Sleep is Guf. So you give it up. I give it up for the night. People say, you know, the Maggid of Ram gives a beautiful reason, the famous reason why, because they got up late when it came time for Maamar Har Sinai, whatever that means. You know, it's very hard to understand. How can anybody get good? But this idea of Yigiyah, and this is a family concept that everybody has to be aware of what Shavuos is. What Shavuos is all about is struggle. It's a struggle to understand Torah on its high level. And that's okay. It's okay that you have to work hard. And it's good to involve your kids in this a little bit, you know? Have your kids stay up an extra 15 minutes late. You know, answer the meal and learn with them before you go learn all night. They should be engaged and involved in this idea that there's a yagia, there's a hard work, or like, you know, have your kids wake up in the morning with you when you get back and learn with them earlier. You don't want to do that because then they'll be cranky all day. It's not fair to the wives when you'll be sleeping all morning. But to engage them in this concept of this, of that we're going to minimize our goof. Again, this is not a reason I've ever seen, but actually this is why there's milchiks on Shavuos, right? Our goof likes flesh, at least. Okay, so have a shtick milchiks, you'll take it. But the idea of becoming angelic once again, but not becoming angelic through abstinence, so to speak, but through the yigia of the Torah Shebaal Peh of the second luchos, we get back to the yigia, we get back to the clarity that we had at the time of luchos Rishonos, which was given on Shavuos night, where we put the nasa before the nishma, where we put aside our bodily needs, and we just forge ahead through that hard work. It should be a Shavuos, a Kabbalah Sittara, once again, returning back to the levels of Har Sinai.